Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Joe and Brendan are chatting, and this is why I love Joe, because he just, yeah. He's so regular.
Yes,
in
yes.
In his confessional, he's already admitting he feels very insecure around poor Joe.
Joe, oh, God. You did Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the Stars is like 20K an episode. Mm. Why are you not dressing better? Where is all that
Why
money?
Why did you show up like you were going to Blink to go run on the treadmill?
Blink.
And Kelsey
not
calls
even,
him out.
Not Crunch, not Equinox.
No.
Not your home
not
gym
a
in Europe.
Scale one. Blink. $15
Blink.
A month. He showed up on a regular ass t-shirt, some gym shorts. Kelsey's
yes.
already calling him Jim Joe.
Jim like, Joe. I know. The
and
nerve
Brendan
of her.
Came in looking as he does mm-hmm. with his little cute ASOS shirt with the colors
yes,
and the
yes,
button down.
Yes,
you know
ASOS,
I mean?
Yes.
Yes.
And short shorts. Short.
Short shorts. Mm-hmm. Showing them mm-hmm. lit. So Joe, of course you feel insecure standing next to Brendan. You chose
I
to show
know.
Up like this.
And you, we all know you could have not. And you just
not.
Did anyway.
He just did. But this is him. This is him. His full truth.
I know. I know.
Just doesn't
I
really
know.
Have that edge. She's just good looking and cute. And has the
yeah.
endearing personality, but he ain't going
yeah.
to the, you know,
yeah.
the extra. Natasha shows up.
Mm-hmm.
She's cute. She had a nice little silk press. So I was like, girl,
yeah.
this ain't going to last too long.
No, I was like, girl, is this completely sewn in? Like, is
no,
this?
That's like her.
That looks like her hair.
That
looked
like
her
hair.
But
I was like, that looks cute for today.
Yeah, for and not even to yeah no, today, okay. like for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, but it looked oh like it lasted. God.
And no, that's wild. Sense. We gotta ask her some questions. I have questions
right.
about that.
What kind of serum you putting on this?
I can't, yeah, I can't even go. I can't even go on the A train, girl. You going
no.
in fully Mexico?
Right.
With a silk press, that's wild.
With a silk press, wild. Tammy arrives. Tammy was from Peter season.
Yes, and I was
she
excited
was.
For her turnaround, and then she mm-hmm. said. That he was Dave Chappelle, and I now
oh,
have
God.
To redact Steve. My thoughts.
Yeah. Oh,
because,
Lord,
girl,
girl
Tammy.
I hope that was a joke. Yeah. But Tammy looked cute. I love her little outfit. She had like the green,
She's
shiny
very
green bikini top
mm-hmm,
with the white linen
mm-hmm.
pants. I love that
mm-hmm.
little look.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she was on Peter season kind of turning up. She always had something to say. She's always like arguing with somebody, but
mm-hmm,
hopefully
mm-hmm.
she brings. Just more focused energy. Let me just find a man and mm. stay out of the mess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, more people. Yesenia arrives. Trey from Katie season.
Yeah.
Arrives. I wonder when they filmed this, if anyone even knows who Trey is. But then Tammy was sitting down chatting
Tammy.
With people. She was like, I'm excited for Katie's guys.
Yeah.
And then Aaron walked in and you could tell she had her eye on Aaron. So I'm like,
yep.
Maybe they do. I don't know if they've seen the season or more they just
yeah,
seen the pictures.
Yeah. Oh, maybe they've seen the photos.
The cast
maybe
photos.
It.
Maybe they've seen episode 1 and 2. I just don't know
yeah.
when they filmed this, how much they
yeah.
know, how much she knows about Aaron, how much
or
they know
if,
about Trey. Or
And I get they must know who's coming. They must have a roster of
a
like
a little
who's,
idea, I think.
Yeah.
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 But anyways, so yeah, Tammy, she was excited to see Aaron and then he walked in. Kenny arrives. He's still naked.
With his thong or whatever. Yeah.
Whatever he got on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the thing. He's just like naked. He has a nice body. He's 40.
But who is even looking when there is it looks to be as if it's supposed to be in motion, American flag tattoo on your right shoulder.
Yeah.
I am distracted. I'm not even looking down at you, whatever you got downstairs.
I don't want nothing to do with that. I don't want anybody wearing an American flag paraphernalia.
I know.
Period.
I don't even take the Old Navy t-shirt. Yeah.
Nope. Well, no parts. Absolutely no parts. But yeah, he's naked. Everybody's like making it a thing.
Yeah.
Abigail, she's still not impressed. Nobody still, coming down has impressed
still
her.
Unimpressed. Yeah. Still,
I was like, bitch, Ivan is here.
Right.
Brendan is here.
Joe is here. Like,
Joe is here. She's still not impressed by any of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then in walks Noah. Mm-hmm. Noah was from Tasia season. Mm-hmm. He was also very young, if I remember.
Yeah, he's 25 or 26.
Mm-hmm. He is he was like the traveling nurse, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so in his little confessional, he's talking about how he's excited to meet Abigail as a nurse. Mm-hmm. He's done like clinicals or whatever with kids who are deaf.
Yeah.
And so if we remember, Abigail's deaf.
Mm-hmm.
He's like excited to meet her, I guess. I don't know. And so he comes in, he pulls Abigail for a chat immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Came in knowing exactly what he wanted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, let's know he was really interested in meeting her. They have a nice little chat. They're mm-hmm. cute, having little laughs. Like, there's definitely a cute little connection there.
Yeah.
And let's see. Next, Joe and Serena P.
Yeah. Poor Joe.
Joe is just so awkward.
So fucking awkward. I didn't know anyone who had a podcast as actively as he does, where they interview people, could be this awkward.
Could be this awkward. I don't listen to that podcast. I don't know what them interviews
No, me
like,
either. But I just know that they always interview people. And mm-hmm. I feel like that takes chemistry and like mm-hmm. a lot of non-awkward qualities. But maybe it's TV. It could be it's just a TV element.
Yeah.
He's freaking out. Yeah.
But yeah, very awkward. But he's like hot, so it's like an awkwardness that goes love.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Oh my god, it's Joe.
It's endearing.
It's so awkward. Yeah, but it's so endearing. It is. Uh-huh. I fucking love it.
It is. Yeah, me too.
Not gonna lie.
Me too.
So he has a little moment with Serena P. He's feeling all awkward and cute, and then Serena P. goes off and chats with Brendan, and now Joe is back to feeling insecure.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of just like hits him that everyone here is new. They're from like the last one or two seasons. They're all between the ages of like 25 and 29, like 23, I guess, Serena to like 29.
Yeah, 29. Yeah.
And it's just like him and Kenny are like deeper and he's 35, Kenny's 40. Yeah. So he's like, everyone is new, excited. And he's kind of like the jaded old guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of here again, like, here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
And he admitted in his confessional that his conversation with Serena P very much felt like his conversation, like his first conversations with Kendall. And then he got all emotional. He was crying in the confessional.
Listen, because Kylie was doing that magic. Listen, Kylie's back in California working, okay?
Kylie's working. She got her little Joe doll with the pins and the heart or whatever the fuck. He was really going through it on day one.
He was. I know. Yeah.
Oh my god. But yeah, you say he just feels weird. He doesn't know if he wants to do this. He's thinking he shouldn't have come back, and it's just like all emotional, feeling insecure, and just kind of like feels like the old guy, and like feels like people are looking at him in that way. No one's really looking at him in that way, I don't think.
No,
but that's how he feels.
All he needs to do is take his shirt off.
Tell a couple jokes, pull each girl one by one. Everybody's gonna love you, Joe. You're very lovable.
Mm-hmm.
Next to arrive, Victoria. She's wearing her goddess crown. David Spade called her the corn queen. That had me
that. Yes.
She's like Miss Corn Queen 2021. But yeah, she got a whole new face, new body. I loved her dress, so she's at least dressing better.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, walks on the beach with her whole thing. It was fun. Like all the guys are like, "Oh, it's Victoria." Hey. Like, did not give a shit.
No.
Marissa showed up. Mm-hmm. Marissa looking like a little Instagram baddie with ponytail, her little baby hair,
she looks so
swirling
good.
Down the front.
She did cute. Look like an Atlanta baddie. She did. She
did. Straight up.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Oh, Lord. Marissa, oh, what season was she on? I don't remember.
Don't remember. Probably Peter. Peter threw out all the season. Good ones early. Yeah.
She's better known as having been spotted out on a date with...
Yes, with Mike Johnson.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But she's cute.
She is cute.
Mari arrives. Mm-hmm. Kenny is immediately into it. So that was because she came there looking for Kenny. He was already had his eye on Mari.
Wild.
But yeah, they sit and chat. She's 25. So significantly younger than Kenny.
Yeah, a lot.
Kenny,
a lot younger.
Which everybody is significantly younger than Kenny. Because... Yeah. I think maybe Natasha might be the oldest one there. She's 33, I think she said, or 32. But Mari has apparently already dated somebody who's 15 years older than her. So she's not, against it. Tajwan. Tajwan is back. She meets immediately with Trey from Katie season and reveals that she went on a date with Trey's uncle.
That's wild.
That is wild. Trey's mother's brother.
Yeah, legit. Not his like mom's sister's ex-husband. Not
or like a family friend you call uncle.
Yeah, Uncle Pookie like around the way. Nope.
His
mom's brother. Damn.
Yikes. Jack in the Box shows up. Katie's
oh my God, the Newark mobster himself.
The Newark Soprano mobster.
Yep. I love it. He was all puffed up. He got that chain on. All that curl in his hair.
Serving Jersey in paradise.
Yes.
That nigga's not even from Jersey, but he really looks like.
He oozes.
Jersey vibe. Truly.
Yeah.
Truly, like Bergen County vibe.
Yeah.
And so he arrives, all the guys are like broing out with
each
other.
They love him. Yeah, it's cute.
And then, yeah, a few more people. Victoria P, I think her name was.
I said some lady. I don't know who that is.
She was one of the pageant girls on Peter's season.
Okay.
Who claimed she didn't know Aleya or Laya.
That was her? Her
like best friend. That was her. The lion-ass one from Peter's season. The lion-ass pageant girl. That's exactly who she is. She almost has a new face.
She does have a new face.
Yeah.
Oh, Victoria. Okay. Oh, boy.
And Serena C is there. Our girl, Serena, with the look.
Yes! So excited.
She popped up. Mm-hmm. Deandra with the swinging by the booty crack.
8-foot braids.
Long braids.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's, like, mad people. Like, those are just, like, some extras that kind of, like, came in that we didn't even really get to see or see your package.
Yeah.
So mad people on Paradise. Carl arrives.
The worst.
Carl from Katie's season. He's calling himself K-Swiss.
The worst sneaker. I think K-Swiss are worse than Allbirds, I think.
Yes.
They're cornier. I don't even know where to get them.
K-Swiss was corny when it was out. When you were wearing K-Swisses, everybody's like, bro.
You might as well have been wearing some lugs, yo. Get the Air Force. You might as well, like, get the fuck out of here.
K-Swiss. Ew. So he is, already in the confessional, talking a lot of shit, being weird. He shows up.
He's mad weird.
Tajwan said he's wearing a watch and tennis shoes on the beach.
Probably K-Swiss ones.
Probably some K-Swiss tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And just being weird. Had a weird moment.
No sense of humor.
Weird sense of humor. It's rude. He's just rude.
Yeah, he is rude.
It's like a joke, and she's like... Okay. She's literally hooked up, but she's like, I want nothing to do with that guy, Carl. Absolutely nothing to do with him. I was like, girl, yes.
Please. Exactly. Please say it for the crowd.
Yes. David Spade and Wells come in, they gather everybody around, they go over the rules. You know, you're all here to fall in love or go home.
Mm-hmm.
Every week new people arrive, there's dates, there's a rose ceremony. 1 week the guys choose, 1 week the women choose. And this week there are 10 guys and 13 women on the beach. So that means 3 women are going home.
3 girls got to go.
Women have the power this week. So the girls and the guys, they split up. They each go their separate ways. They're like talking strategy, talking like who they like, yada, yada. The guys are obviously very excited that the girls have to like put in the work, quote unquote, this week.
Yep.
And we get some early, like, connections. Aaron said he's connecting with Tammy, which is nice because she came in already looking for Aaron. Brendan, he said he connected best with Natasha.
Love it.
Which I love to see and hear it.
Yes.
Because he is the hottest commodity on the beach.
And she is the oldest girl, so that's
She's
nice.
The oldest woman. Mm-hmm. And one of 2 black women, I think.
Yeah, one of 2.
And so they had a little good connection, little conversation, and Trey talked about his connection with Tajwan.
Love it.
Very cute. Tajwan, I think, tells the women that she went on a date with him. Well, with his uncle.
The uncle.
Everybody's face was like, say what?
Oh my
like,
God.
That's a wild fun fact. Later that night, Natasha, we see Natasha having a little conversation with Kenny. She is 33. She lets him know she's dated a 50-year-old man before. So
that's a lot.
Nothing but a number to her.
Yeah, Natasha, wow. That's 50 is up there.
I'm not doing that. I'm 31 right now. I can't even imagine myself going on a date with a 50-year-old man. That's so old.
That's so, and I can't imagine at that point, I'm just dating 50-year-olds. You know what I'm saying? Like at that point, I'm just dating people with kids my age. You know what I mean? Like it just is what it is. Like,
it just is what it is.
I'm not going on Paradise to find some 24-year-old man. That's not happening.
No.
I'm dating these 50-year-olds out here.
I'm dating older men with kids and money. He better have
And money. Okay. And money.
Period.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's the only way I see myself doing that. But
I'm same.
Natasha and Kenny are chatting. Meanwhile, Mari, she's already feeling the pressure.
Yeah.
She's already worried that had
worried about Kenny,
Kenny on the same page.
Which is absurd.
Just... what? She is, yeah, she's just worried about like getting blindsided at a rose ceremony, yeah, like not being on the same page. She knows she's interested, you know, he's connected with other people, and it's like, girl, it's day one, please day don't one. Put all and your I eggs think, in this one basket already,
please, and it's Kenny's basket, not this one, yeah,
not
what
this one.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.